305, Young Miami called me. I'm just playing.
That's right, people. I want to welcome you out.
Give me that John Salad.
Sit back, relax. We just getting started. Tap me in right now. Ray Massey Show live set. We got B&B, the agency, is in the building.
Yeah.
We just tapping in right now. So sit back, relax, grab your hors d'oeuvres and everything for the podcast audio set. You know what I'm saying? But we got the cameras in the building tonight. And you know, we got a bit of a audience crowd tonight too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Alley Cat and Jarrell. You know what I'm saying? And you too loud on my set, son. We need you to have a seat, sir. All right. And so we just tapping in right now. So we're getting this thing together. This is the preset. And we about to hop into this show in a minute. So y'all get comfortable. We got a good show tonight. And it's going down the major way. As you can see, we on the fruits. Good H3O2. We got the vibes very high. So let's tap in like no other tonight, collective. This is Ray Massey. Peace to the gods and goddesses of Planet Key. I shook.
One.
That's right, people. I want to welcome you out to the show. You know what I'm saying? Opening remarks of the show right now. Let's get into it. And a couple of things on my mind tonight, and I want to tap in with the collective on a very meticulous topic. I'm going to say that because I've been doing my research, collective. You know what I'm saying? And let's just say our youth is at attack in a way that a lot of people overlook, all right? And we're going to address that thing tonight right here on the Ray Massey Show. But in the meantime, in between time, people understand, we got breaking news, all right? And we got two stories in the news, all right? So first story in the news, in Paris, London, all right, police arrested a man climbing the Eiffel Tower. Now, irony. Now, the man wanted to impress his fiance by planning the most elusive wedding proposal. And in the process, he risked it all. Now, what was the result of him risking it all climbing the Eiffel Tower? Look, listen. He's safe and sound, people. London's finest has him right now booked in the county jail. So with that being said, what race do you think this man was? I'm gonna tell you, the goddamn, he was a Palestinian. You know what I'm saying? Those guys are off the chain and they'll go to ridiculous heights for their women. This guy actually climbed the Eiffel Tower. Luckily, London's finest caught that man before possible suicide, people. So, with that being said, shout out to London's finest. They saving lives. Now, next story in the news, and it is the final. In local news, a black man was seen tap dancing at an all-white ballroom party. Now, sources read that the man's name was called Coon. Ladies and gentlemen, that's gonna wrap it up for the news tonight. And that's crazy. An all black man, strictly all black, melanated, tap dancing at an all white ballroom party. If that ain't the most coonest shit. So yeah, black man named Coon tap dancing at an all white ballroom party right here. The great town, city of Memphis. The story continues, people, the saga continues. Listen, that's gonna wrap it up for the news tonight. And following that, people, we got a great show. We also got a sponsor tonight. So we're gonna address all of that in just a second, people, when we get into this hot topic of how today's music from our female artists out here has a major influence on the younger generation of females that are coming up to be young ladies. Sexual exploitation and just simply being out of pocket. Don't you go nowhere. People, we're going to address the situation and talk about it a little bit right here on Ray Massey Show. Gotcha. Let's pay some bills.
That's dope. You can tell you've been practicing your delivery, your diction. I can tell the flow.
Right, people, I want to welcome you back to the show. Ray Massey in full effect tonight. Beautiful situation right here, people. Listen, hope you enjoyed the interludes, you know, because now it's time to get down to it. Listen, shout out to pro boxer right here out of Memphis, people, Macro Man Down Hall Jr. Listen, you just had a great interview. Go check that out right now on YouTube. If you're not following my YouTube, go give it a like, hit the bell icon, and on Spreaker, as a matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Spreaker. They are supporting my monetization right now. Beautiful situation right there. So go check out the interview, people. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be dropping ridiculous content moving forward. You know what I'm saying? So it's a beautiful thing. Now, and before I start, I was about to start cooking. Listen, tonight we have a sponsor for the show, people. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my army. My mother actually sponsored the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? Now, my mother's a outstanding mental health therapist right here in Memphis, Tennessee. All right? And mental health is important. And, you know, she has made her bones in the city by, you know what I'm saying, influencing individuals who actually have mental issues and wanting to get help, and actually mentoring them and counseling them back to homeostasis, if you will. So, sponsor for tonight, you know what I'm saying? And she also has a YouTube page that's doing ridiculous right now. So, when you get a chance, go give her a subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Definitely subscribe to In the Safe Zone. All right, it's on YouTube. And she's doing numbers, people. So shout out to the sponsor for tonight's show, Ms. Raymir Airy. Raymir Airy, man. Mommy, my first sponsor for this particular sector of the show. Beautiful. Now, let's get into it, people. Now, how today's music, all right, from female artists, how does it influence the younger generation of females to be sexually exploited? And just simply out of pocket. Crazy right there, people. A lot I can say about it. You know what I'm saying? Because everything deals with vibration, obviously. And everything deals with magnetism, collective. Think about it. You are what you think about. You are your thoughts, essentially. That's why we say your thoughts create your reality, and that's a real thing. You know what I mean? So we have to actually calm down the monkey mind so we can actually see and actually see clear, you know what I mean, on what's in front of us, and foresight on what's to come. So this, a lot of this shit is by design, people. Now, you know what I'm saying, let's just name off a few artists that I see who could be like leading the goddamn line with the youth right now. And specifically, we're talking about feminine energy right now, physically, feminine energy. So we got Sexy Red, All right. As I did my research, we got Sukiyana. You know what I mean? And Superbad. Now, I haven't did too much research on Superbad, but you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, management and production.
Woo.
They put me up on it. So let's name off a couple of songs. And you know what I'm saying? Ashley, how's your mic?
Okay. Yeah. Yo.
Okay. So what are some songs by, because you know what I'm saying, I listened to the information, right?
Right.
That you sent me. But I didn't pay attention to the songs. I just was looking at the visuals. Mm-hmm. So
you have Sexy Red and Sukiyana. That one is Born by the River. You got Born by the River. You got Sexy Red and Sukiyana again with Hood Rats.
Mm.
And you have there's another one I'm trying to think of. Pound Town.
Mm-hmm. That's so, all right. Thank you, Ashley.
Coochie Pink, Booty Hole Brown. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, it's a lot to unpack right there, people. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously these are your quote unquote role models of today, if you will. And I don't know if people have really been under a rock. You know what I mean? But it's a simple answer to the topic, really. You know what I'm saying? In my case, you know what I'm saying? So in my opinion, of course, the music has an influence on the younger generation. Just look around. What is a phrase that we often say to our kids collectively when we be in a car riding and goddamn it, we didn't know that they knew the lyrics to that song? You know what I mean? Like, what would we say? We like, damn, I hope you know your schoolwork like you know the verses of them songs. You see what I'm saying? So that right there enough should be like a light bulb moment in your head, like, god damn, music has an influence. So if all of our young goddesses coming up, right, if all they see is sexual exploitation all over the internet waves, and you got to realize this, collector, and it's just on some real stuff, the influence that rappers have on our youth is essential to what's actually raising our kids outside of who actually is supposed to be raising the kids, which are the parents. You know what I mean? And they can't get around it. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere you go, it's like it's on TV, it's all on the tablets. And you have to realize this is the era of kids now, electronically sound, technology. So hell, all they know is the tablet. Think about it. All they know is go Google it. You see what I'm saying? So at the end, and these kids got, hell, my folks didn't get me a phone here till I turned 15, people. Yeah, now you look around, these kids are 7, 8, 9, goddammit, some of them 6, 5, walking around with, hell, beepers and all kind of shit. So at the end of the day, people, pay attention to your surroundings. Look around. See what's going on. Actually go outside. And that's another thing that these kids don't do. They don't go outside here. They in front of the goddamn computer 24/7. So imagine if they're looking at a goddamn Sukiyana, Sexy Red, and a Superbad. All right? All goddamn day. Not to mention some of these other guys with, you know, all this drill music and shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't hating. I ain't never been a hater, but goddamn it, hell, now that I understand universal law, you see what I'm saying? And really what's going on out here. And you know what I'm saying? Like, and understand that everything is vibration. And now I understand how music is encoded in our goddamn DNA, aka also our DEA, if you possess that God gene. Talking about neuromelanin right now, people. So at the end of the day, it gets deep when you realize that whoever are the powers that be, all right, who are behind the whole goddamn thing, people, guess what? They understand who the hell we are as a people from the core. You know, my thing is, once you finally put the goddamn glasses on, it's like, hell, you can't not. Some people try to goddamn it unwake themselves up, right? And it's totally impossible once you finally wake the fuck up. That's just simple. It's like you can't, even if you wanted to take the goddamn universal glasses off, there's no way that you can. Because at that moment, you have cracked your pineal gland wide the fuck open, just like it was when you first came through the portal of life. Your mother's womb. Guess what? You were perfectly fine. Things go on as we grow up that actually calcify and, you know, fuck us up in more ways than one. So my thing is, the TV is a problem, but we all know that now. You know what I'm saying? The music is a problem, but we all know that now. You see what I'm saying? But at some point, it comes right back to self, collective. It's like, it's only for so long you're going to be able to blame, point the finger. You see what I'm saying? Eventually, your higher aspect is going to be like, dude, it's you. Woman, it's you. You are self-sabotaging your goddamn self, because at the end of the day, we got to take control. We got to take the power. We got to realize that we are the ones that are going to save ourselves and save a whole goddamn generation of our future, which are the kids. God damn it, it's a duty. Ain't no in-between with this shit. You see what I'm saying? On this particular bargain. You see what I'm saying? You got to have balance. Don't get me wrong. But when it comes down to you being either you're a part of the solution or you are a part of the problem. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to be the one to speak freely on it and just say it. You know what I'm saying? We got to give better examples. Because at the end of the day, as spiritual as music is, as vibrant as music is, the way that we deeply connect with tones in different clicks and the way that the rhythm of the beat is going. You get what I'm saying? It's all synchronicity. And it's encoded in our goddamn DNA. But a lot of us don't know that. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of us do. But yet still, we decide not to listen to that inner voice that's telling us what to do to get on the right path. Are you following me? So, with that being said, it's a real thing. Yes, music is a hell of an influence. And right now, the celebrities, the artists that we have in the forefront are actually, you know, I just don't want to say a part of the problem, but damn it, when you peel the layers back, it's right there, goddammit, it's proof in the pudding. And guess what? Obviously, they signed those contracts. So they knew what was up. They knew what they had to do. But at the end of the day, whenever you can be this one person, then you come over here, grow, and develop just a little bit, get lucky. Now you're living your dream out, and you become a total different person. If you got to switch up who you are authentically just to be successful, and you might want to think of that, you know, search your soul for a second, because at the end of the day, you got to realize it's an attack on the kids. You know what I'm saying? It's grown. If they want to say all of these celebrities are, and most of them are, you see what I'm saying, of legal age, according to the, you know, the laws. But what I'm saying is this. Think about who looking at all of these quote unquote celebrities. Most of your young adults, your teenagers, and your little shorties. So with that being said, it's an attack on the kids. And we have to pay more attention to this situation. We have to take control of our situation. You get what I'm saying? So that was a hell of a cook on that right there, people. You know what I'm saying? Listen, this is what we're doing. Like I said, look, I'm going to wrap this thing up. It's been a hell of a show tonight. You know what I'm saying? We 12 minutes in. And I didn't come tonight to keep you long. I just came to put something on your mind. You know what I mean? Because it was a hell of a goddamn topic that production came with and was something that needed to be talked about from a Ray Massey perspective, if you will. So, you know what I'm saying? Look, please follow me on all goddamn platforms. On Facebook, look my name up. You know what I'm saying? On YouTube, look my name up. You know what I'm saying? I'm also on Instagram at Ray Massey TV. Get into it. You know what I mean? And just a beautiful situation right now. So collective, I'll leave you with this. You know what I'm saying? It's my ending note. Along this spiritual path and spiritual journey, amongst the awakening, if you will, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna have to continuously align your chakras. You know what I mean? And you got 7 major energy centers that we call chakras. Are you following me? And you need to keep those grounded and aligned. So with that being said, listen, here are some affirmations that you should use to align each chakra, because it's more ways to manifest the life you want without just using the I am, although the I am is very important. So, root chakra, I am. Now, stay grounded, secure, and supported on this thing that we call life. I am. Now, sacral chakra, moving up, I feel. Embrace your emotions and know that your feelings are both valid, and whatever situation you're going through and feeling, it will pass. Feel it deeply, like a soul tie, and understand that you are it. Facts. Now, moving along, solar plexus, I have. You have the right to have things, whatever you want in life collectively. And guess what? Speak it, and so it's done. So, solar plexus, accept that you are already in the moment and you need to be in it. Speak it, so it is done. Solar plexus, I have. Moving right along, your heart chakra. This is where the love comes in, that people. So instead of saying I am, tell yourself what you love about yourself. I love. Open yourself to be loved, show compassion, and let your heart guide you. Facts. Energetic alignment right now. Let's move along. Moving up, your throat, what you speak. All right, I speak. What is it that you speak, collective? Are you speaking death into your life? Or are you speaking life into life? You get what I'm saying? So, I speak. Express your truth and be heard. Damn it, quit damning your light for other individuals that don't understand your light. Basically, your light irritates their light. And guess what? That's when you know you up to something, Jack. Moving right along. Your third eye. See clear. I see. What is it that you see? Do you see victory, prosperity, or your ass just see confusion? And wherever there's confusion, there's a goddamn devil. No cap. So I see. Trust your intuition. Gain clarity through your intuition and connect with your inner wisdom. Go within. You got to take a trip into inner space, collective, so you can see clear. Facts. And the last one is your crown chakra. I know. Now, after you did all of those aligning affirmations, now you gotta know it. You don't believe it no more. You fucking know it. So affirm yourself. I know. Acknowledge the profound knowing of a universal consciousness. Listen, collective, I love you. I love the collective. But what's more important, collective, you gotta love yourself. This is Ray Massey. It's been a hell of a show. Peace and chaos, power, abundance, peace.